Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the new Homes Quality Code. It's essential listening for RICS APC candidates on the planning and development pathway, or any candidates involved with residential developments. Head to our website blog to download a full copy of the code, which replaces the current consumer code for house builders. In January 2022, the new Homes Quality Board was set up to regulate the quality of new build homes. House builders and residential developers will need to register with the board by the 31st of December to become registered developers. They'll then have to adhere to the mandatory requirements of the new Homes Quality Code. This will sit alongside existing safety requirements, such as those in the Building Safety Bill, Building Control, and other regulatory or statutory requirements. In the event of a dispute or non-compliance with the code requirements, a new Homes Ombudsman scheme is being set up. Currently, the code covers owner-occupier purchases, but in future it may be extended to cover shared ownership and buy-to-let purchases. The aim of the code is to champion quality new homes and better consumer outcomes for buyers. This means building homes that are free from defects or snags. Where these do exist, a timeframe to resolve issues should be agreed between the consumer and the registered developer. The code will cover all aspects of a new home purchase for a period of 2 years following completion. The code itself is split into two sections: a statement of fundamental principles and practical steps. It's then further split into four key parts. Part one, selling a home. Part two, legal documents, information, inspection and completion. Part three, after sales, complaints, management and the new home ombudsman. And part four, solvency, legal and jurisdiction. It's also planned that additional developer and consumer guidance will be published to support the application and use of the code. There are 10 fundamental principles which registered developers must follow. One is fairness, to treat consumers fairly throughout the home buying and after sales process. Two, safety, to carry out and complete works in accordance with all requisite building regulations and requirements, as may be set out by a building safety regulator or local authority as applicable. Three, quality, to complete all works to a good quality in accordance with all applicable building and other standards and regulations, as well as to the specification for the new home, and ensure that legal completion only takes place when a new home is complete, as defined in Section 2 of the Code. Four, service, to have in place systems, processes, and training of staff to meet the consumer service requirements of the new home's quality code, and not to use high-pressure selling techniques to influence a customer's decision to buy a new home. Five is responsiveness, to be clear, responsive, and timely in responding to consumer issues by having in place a robust after-sales service and effective complaints process as required by the code. Number six, transparency, to provide clear and accurate information about the purchase of the new home, including tenure and potential future committed costs, such as those relating to leasehold or management services. Seven is independence, to make sure that customers are aware that they should appoint independent legal advisors when buying a new home, and that they have the right, as set out in the code, to an independent pre-completion inspection before legal completion takes place. Eight is inclusivity, to take steps to identify and provide appropriate support to vulnerable customers, as well as to make the code available to all customers, including in appropriately accessible formats and languages. Number nine is security, to ensure that there are reasonable financial arrangements in place through insurance or otherwise, to meet all obligations under the code, including timely repayment of financial deposits when due and any financial awards made by New Homes Ombudsman Service. Number 10 is compliance, to be subject to, cooperate and comply with the requirements of the New Homes Quality Board and a New Homes Ombudsman Service. There are also 10 guiding principles that registered developers must follow. These are fairness, safety, quality, service, responsiveness, transparency, independence, inclusivity, security, and compliance. So what are some of the key takeaways from part one, selling a new home? Registered developers must be fair and transparent when providing information for the sale of new homes. This includes avoiding mis-selling, misleading information, or high-pressure sales tactics. This relates back to the requirements of the Misrepresentation Act 1967 and Consumer Protection from Unfair Trading Regulations 2008. Key information that must be provided includes, but is not limited to, floor areas, plot area, tenure, specification, EPC rating, pricing, service charge, and warranties. Moving on, what are the key takeaways from part two? Part two defines the key stages in the purchase of a new home, including early bird or plot option arrangement to secure a plot at an early stage, reservation agreement, pre-completion information, contract of sale, notice of completion date, consumer visit, which may include a pre-completion inspection by a suitably qualified inspector, such as an ASOT, RICS or MRICS residential surveyor with adequate professional indemnity insurance, and then legal completion. Finally, the key takeaways from part three essentially clarify that registered developers have obligations to consumers post-completion, including after sales and the resolution of snagging issues. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.